launching an investigation. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The House Oversight Committee is looking into reported violations of the Presidential Records Act by former President Trump after boxes of records were found at his Florida home.
Committee Chair Democrat Carolyn Maloney says she is deeply concerned records were not provided to the National Archives. The National Archives and Records Administration has asked the Justice Department to investigate the handling of records. Former President Trump says the boxes contain letters, newspapers, magazines, and other articles that could be displayed someday in his presidential library and were transferred to the archives openly and willingly.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Call logs obtained by the panel investigating the January 6th Capitol riot reportedly do not list calls made by then-President Trump, and they also reportedly don't list calls made to him. That's according to people who spoke to the Associated Press. Fox News has learned there's increasing concern on Capitol Hill and among U.S. security officials that truckers mimicking the standoff in Ottawa could come to Washington, D.C. that would coincide with the State of the Union address March 1st and potential counter-protesters that would block the bridges leading into D.C. to keep them out. The Senate following the House and passing a measure that would end forced arbitration clauses for victims of workplace sexual assault and harassment.
For decades, arbitration clauses have been routinely tucked into the fine print of employment contracts. Today, they impact about 60 million Americans, and many people may not even realize such clauses affect them until it is too late.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the bill now heads to President Biden's desk. A federal judge has restored protections for gray wolves across much of the U.S. The judge ruled the Fish and Wildlife Service didn't show the population could be sustained in the Midwest and parts of the West under the Endangered Species Act. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A lawsuit against a major California healthcare system, Sutter Health, is accused of causing hundreds of millions of dollars in insurance premium overcharges for millions of people.
The lawsuit says Sutter Health engaged in anti-competitive practices to jack up costs, causing more than $400 million in insurance premium overcharges. The suit says their contracts discouraged people from using lower-cost insurance in hospitals, taking advantage of the fact that they're the dominant or only hospital in seven more rural areas. Sutter attorneys say the evidence shows they didn't violate antitrust laws and that system-wide volume discounting lowers prices. Last year, a judge approved a nearly $600 million settlement between Sutter and the state after California's attorney general accused the healthcare company of engaging in anti-competitive practices that drove up prices. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Trustees at the University of Alabama expected to vote tomorrow to reconsider a decision made last week to keep the name of former Governor Bibb Graves, who once led the Ku Klux Klan, on a campus building, while adding the name of the school's first black student, Authorin Lucy Foster, now 92, attended classes in Graves Hall while at the university in 1956, but was expelled after protests and threats against her life. She later returned and received a master's degree and an honorary doctorate. Several state universities have stripped Graves' name from buildings in recent years. A pricey painting at a museum in Russia is defaced.
The 1930s painting, Three Figures, by Russia's Anna Leposkaya, shows three people with hair but no facial features. Or at least that's the idea. A gallery in the city of Yekaterinburg says the artwork has been vandalized by one of its own security guards, who took a ballpoint pen and added eyes.
Fox's Simon Owen. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 526, the Nasdaq minus 304. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.